After they disappeared years ago, mountain lions, also called cougars or pumas, are apparently reappearing in the Midwest United States. In Iowa, a few of the animals have been photographed or killed. Unconfirmed sightings are on the upswing. Wildlife experts are trying to calm what they call an unhealthy fear of the predators. From Iowa Public Radio, Joyce Russell reports.
It's a standing room only crowd at a meeting hall in Osceola, Iowa. Residents from the surrounding countryside have come to hear what the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has to say about mountain lions. Many believe they have seen one of the cats or know someone who has. DNR wildlife specialist Ron Andrews assures the crowd he's not here to dispute it if they think they've seen a cougar.
I'm here to try to bring up perhaps some of the myths, some of the facts that are associated with the species. Let's talk a little bit about the biology of the critter. Pretty good size kitty cats, 6 to 9 feet if you include their tail, 100 to 150 pounds.
Andrews explains that the mountain lions entering Iowa are likely isolated males pushed out of established populations in the West who are now finding plenty of deer and other prey in the Midwest. And he estimates there may be fewer than a dozen in the state, far too few to justify the hundreds of sightings being reported. To induce some skepticism, Andrews projects pictures of bobcats, deer, and even dogs looking very much like cougars in fog or dim light. But many in the crowd came away still convinced of what they've seen. Bill Black lives a few miles outside of town.
I was a little surprised at the amount of effort the DNR put into discrediting, you know, what a lot of the people, you know, think they saw. I do sincerely believe that we had one, you know, pass through our farm 6 weeks ago. You know, we tracked it, you know, several hundred yards, and then another farmer that has a farming operation just a mile west of me. In the wintertime, you can see them circling the barn.
Black is pleased that cougars have returned. He believes in time they could control the deer population, and he says he would never shoot one. But Bill Black doesn't own livestock, and Don Stearns' family does. Stearns believes mountain lions killed a pet goat on her father's farm and killed a neighbor's calf.
You know, it is a concern, especially coming up on calving season now. You know, when my dad goes out and checks the calves, he definitely has a rifle with him because, if he catches one or sees one, he's going to take care of it. We're not going to worry about it. We're going to take care of it. Times are tough, and cows are money.
Neither Stearns nor her neighbor called in experts to investigate the deaths. Wildlife specialists have not validated any livestock deaths by cougars, suspecting wild dogs or coyotes instead. Many in the crowd are taking precautions not just for animals, but for themselves. One man said he does not let his children go outside alone. Don Stearns and her friends will carry a gun and travel in groups when they go mushroom hunting this year. The DNR's Ron Andrews calls that puma paranoia.
That's really certainly not necessary for people to go to that extreme. The chances of getting killed by lightning or by West Nile's virus or by a bee sting are much, much greater than getting killed by a mountain lion.
Even so, Andrews says cougar attacks have increased in the West as both cat and human populations grow. So he includes tips on what to do if you come face to face with the predator. Make eye contact, draw the children in close. David Barron thinks that's good advice. He's the author of a book on mountain lions in Boulder, Colorado. He says there's no question that in time, cat and Homo sapiens will collide.
People in Iowa are going to have to start getting used to having these large predators around. Living with large predators means accepting that there is some risk.
At the same time, the DNR encourages Iowans to take a moment and enjoy the rare experience if they actually encounter a cougar. Many clearly won't be seeing it that way anytime soon. As one skeptic said, "I'm not one to stop and savor the moment, except to make sure there's a shell in the chamber." For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.